you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us. A little bit later this hour, we'll open up the phones for you to share your favorite interaction with the LA River. Maybe you walk or cycle along part of the river path, or you've really discovered it as a place to go in the midst of the city to relax, get closer to nature for those portions of the river that are a more natural setting. But I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say about it later. But for this Southern California history segment, we talk about the evolution of the river from its very wild state to its much more contained, largely concrete channeled self. With us, Pat Morrison, Los Angeles Times columnist and author of Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River, a must read for those interested in the history of this river so central to the founding of the city of Angels. Pat, great to have you with us this morning.
Larry, thank you so much.
So let's talk about the earliest wild state of the LA River, because I have to say, for so many people, even those who've grown up here, let alone those that migrated to Los Angeles, they had no sense of how important the river was to the earliest inhabitants.
Well, that's all true. And when I was thinking of talking to you, I realized it's going to be April Fool's Day. And in the 50s and 60s, once the river was paved, you know, there would occasionally be press announcements or news releases saying, we're starting up cruises on the Los Angeles River. And these were all, of course, April Fool's stunts. But here's the thing. It's April Fool's Day, but I didn't come on here to talk about the river. This is a non-hostile takeover of your show, because today is the 39th anniversary of Air Talk. And I've been working with your producers. And for the next half hour or so, we're going to hear from your listeners about what Air Talk means to them. Larry Mantle is speechless, ladies and gentlemen. Note the time and the date. So if listeners have a story to share about your connection with this program, share it. Call 866, I get to say it now, 866-893-5722. That's the number to call to tell Larry what his program for 39 years has meant to you.
You got me, Pat. All of you got me. Wow. I was totally blindsided.
Right now.
And I see people lining up on the phone. Oh, my goodness. Pat, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Well, Larry, this has been a long time in the planning, and it was very hush-hush. Everybody who was in on it knew that this was absolutely need to know, and you were not in the loop.
Not at all.
I don't know how they did it, but congratulations to them for managing to do it. And congratulations, Larry. I mean, this show has just been so seminal to what LA has grown into and become, how it's perceived itself over decades. That's plural, decades. It's so significant. And, you know, in the early 21st century, I would pop in and sub for you when you were on vacation.
Yeah.
Or off, and that was so much fun, and eventually got my own program there on KPCC, which was loads of fun being, you know, sharing the studio with you, you know, handing off during the weekdays. And it was such a pleasure and an honor to do that. And now you know, and I hope you're going to be hearing in the next few minutes from listeners who tell you just what a mark you have made in their lives. And equally as important, in the life of the city, and giving the city a mirror to look at itself and sometimes give itself a little kick in the keister and sometimes give itself a pat on the back.
I'm overwhelmed. Now, I'm being told by the producers we have a clip that needs to be played. We'll hear that now.
Hi, Larry. It's Drew Carey here. April Fools, you're fired. Just kidding, of course. We're celebrating your 39th anniversary here at LAist and KPCC, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. You know, I love your show, and I really love you as a person. I'm glad I got to meet you and your lovely wife and hang out with you and talk to you outside the studio. You were such an interesting person, and it shows because your show is so eclectic with it, and you're always looking for new things and talking to new people about different things, and you're so honestly curious and fair with everybody. I've never heard you phone it in one time, man. Honestly, you are the best. Keep up the good fight. Keep being curious. Keep asking smart questions. Keep being kind to all your guests, no matter what their views. And yeah, just keep on keeping on, man. You're the greatest. I love you. Take care.
Oh, Drew, thank you so much for that. Wow, a total turn as we look at the 39th anniversary of Air Talk. Wow, I had no idea this was coming. And I see Xavier Yaroslavsky, the director of the LA Institute at UCLA's Luskin School of Public Affairs, is on the line along with Pat Morrison. Zev, of course, for many years, Los Angeles County Supervisor. Prior to that, Los Angeles City Council member. Zev, good morning.
Morning, and happy anniversary.
Thank you, Zev.
It's a miracle that they kept it from you, because they shared the information with me, and I, you know, I can't keep my mouth shut. So.
You didn't let on.
I didn't let on. It was close, but I hung in there. I just want to say, echo what Pat said and Drew Carey said. You are the chronicler of 40 years of LA history, and you know, I teach my history students at UCLA about the importance of primary sources. You are the primary source about what's happened in LA in these last four decades. I call you the Walter Cronkite of LA journalism. And the reason I do that is I remember you doing an interview, and the person shall remain nameless as to who the interview was with. But you are such a class act. You never lose your temper on the air. But this particular instance, you were being given the runaround by the interviewee, and finally you didn't lose it, but you kind of got angry. And I turned to a friend of mine who was sitting next to me, and I said, "When you've lost Larry Mantle, you've lost Los Angeles." And that's what LBJ said about Walter Cronkite. When you've lost Cronkite, you've lost America. So I just thank you for being who you are, you do your homework. I've seen that. You gave me the opportunity by going on vacation once to substitute for you, and I got to interview Vin Scully on your radio.
I remember that.
Half an hour. And it was the thrill of a lifetime, because, as you know, my real ambition in life was to be the voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it's a good thing I didn't hang around waiting for Vin Scully to retire.
Well, you had your own place in the life of the county and the city, Zev, and made a remarkable contribution, which you continue, of course, with the research and work you do with your students at the LA Initiative at Luskin at UCLA. Zev, thank you. I so appreciate all the support you always give and your kind words. It's very, very meaningful to me, and I appreciate all the years of all the interviews back when you were an elected official, and of course, all our conversations that we've had in the years since your retirement from that. Thanks so much.
Feeling is mutual, Larry. Happy anniversary.
Thanks you so much. Xavier Yaroslavsky, former L.A. County Supervisor, former Los Angeles City Council member. Why don't we take a listener call from Eileen in Sherman Oaks, calling in for this 39th anniversary today of Air Talk. Good morning, Eileen.
Hi, Larry. I absolutely, positively need your show in my heart and my mind every day. It is critical to me for just having a perfect balance between news and culture and humanity. I've listened to you since the beginning. I'm distressed, I must say to you in all candor, that you moved the show an hour earlier, since I sleep late because I stay up late. But at least I get to hear the second hour.
And the podcast.
I must tell you in all candor that I panic, that based on certain things like only being on 4 days a week and making the show earlier, I panic that you're going to retire. That would diminish my relationship with LA and the universe profoundly, because you are a superb journalist, but you are also a superb human being.
Eileen, thank you. That is so kind. And let me assure you, I have no plans to retire in the immediate future by any means. I've told management here that my intention is to continue for at least a few more years, and we'll see. But at this point, the cutting down to 4 days a week was really with the idea of prolonging my tenure on the air, because doing 5 days a week and all the topics every day is just so demanding, as you can imagine. The prep more than the hosting. It's just the prep for all the segments. And so this was to allow me to ease back a little bit. And Austin does such a great job on Fridays. And I'm still on, of course, with Film Week after that, which we record. So my hope was that taking the Fridays off of the air in terms of my live presence would prolong my time of hosting Air Talk. So, Eileen, I'm not planning to go anywhere in the foreseeable future. We'll see down the road, and my health is good, and I love working with the team. As I said earlier, they weren't born when the show started, and I learned so much from them, and they just have so much to share with me, and I enjoy the energy, the commitment that they bring, the open-mindedness, the growth that they represent. I feel like we're all learning together, and I certainly have no intention at this point of leaving the air. Eileen, thank you so much, and with me, a colleague of mine, who is the former senior producer of Air Talk, who just a wonderful person to get to work with, and she now is the producer for our weekend news programming here, Fiona Ng. Fiona, good to have you with us.
Oh, my God, Larry, I am so happy for you. Happy birthday.
Show birthday, yes, thank you.
Oh, my God, I just want to also shout out to Pat Morrison, who's on the line. Just want to say, so lucky to be able to work with you, Larry, and also Pat. You guys are both legends. But I just remember, when I left the show, I wrote this in an all-staff note that I came in as a really good producer, joining Air Talk as an associate producer, eventually leading the show. But I just want to say I came out as a better person, and that is all to your credit. You have been an amazing role model, and I learn from you every day, and I continue to do so I just want to tell Los Angeles, being a former senior producer means that sometimes I get to go to a bar and have a drink with Larry. So eat your heart out, you guys.
We'll have another one soon. Fiona, thank you so much. And one of the things I love is that I've stayed friends with all of our senior producers, Linda Othen and Gerard, who led our program for 20 years before she retired, and just such a wonderful job, and Lauren Olson and Fiona Ng and Megan Wynn, and now Matt D'Angelo-Antonio, so many terrific people that I've had the honor of working with. We're going to take a break. In case you tuned in to hear our conversation with Pat Morrison about the history of the LA River, the whole program was taken and turned into a look at the history of Air Talk, its 39th anniversary. And Pat put the call out to listeners to share your thoughts about 39 years of Air Talk. We're at 866-893-5722. A longtime Film Week critic, Tim Cogshell's on the line. We'll hear from him. All of this set up, totally unbeknownst to me. I had no idea until Pat broke the embargo on this and told me what's happening, what we're doing. I haven't been this surprised since my son Desmond, when he was little, took over the opening of our Film Week program on one of our anniversaries of Air Talk. Jeffrey in Hollywood says, I moved back to L.A. in August, started listening to Air Talk and LAist. It's been a wonderful addition to my life in Los Angeles and helps me understand more about the city. Jeffrey, thank you so much. We'll be back in just 90 seconds. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. On this 39th anniversary of Air Talk, the whole show got taken over. Pat Morrison, who was ostensibly on to talk about her book Rio LA and the history of the LA River, came on to tell me just minutes ago that instead our production team on Air Talk has been talking with a variety of people to have them call in and talk about Air Talk's 39-year history on this day of our anniversary. We started on April 1st, 1985, and so I got totally fooled on this April Fool's. I had no idea this was coming, and so I'm just going to follow what our Air Talk producers are telling me. So they have given me some prompts to put out for listeners to call in. What's one of your most moving or memorable interviews in our history of Air Talk? It can be from a recent segment or from years ago. I'll tell you what mine are. But if you would like to share that with us as well, you can do that. So I'll answer some of these questions, but you can also share for you. Liz in Southgate, who frequently calls into the program and always with really good questions. And Liz shares personal experiences that are relevant to things we're talking about. And I always appreciate her input. She said, I've been listener since I graduated high school in 2002. I enjoy how local the program is because so much news isn't local anymore. So true, Liz. And thank you so much because you make a contribution with your calls to the program. Tim Cogshell, who's been a critic with us on Film Week for so long and such an important voice for us here on LAS. Tim, good morning. Thank you for taking part in this.
Hey, Larry, it's Tim from North Hollywood.
Oh, Tim from North Hollywood. Thank you. You're on Air Talk.
That's who I was from about 1993 until right before you so graciously invited me to be a part of Film Week. I was Tim from North Hollywood calling the show, talking to you about every subject that was on there. And then our Wade Major introduced me to you, and you invited me to be on the show back in 2010. And it's just been an absolutely transformative thing in my life, my career as a film critic. It's just been fantastic. I loved the show before I was a part of it, and to be a part of it is just astounding. I don't know if you remember this, Larry, but on May 11th, 2012, for whatever reason, the other critics didn't show up. It was just you and me. And we did that whole Film Week together. The main movie that day was Dark Shadows, Johnny Depp's Dark Shadows.
Yeah,
yeah. We kicked that movie for about 6 minutes. You and I. And it was so great because you, Larry, as is usually the case, had watched almost as many movies as I had.
Tim, there is no critic.
We did the whole show.
No critic I would have rather been in that situation with than you, because you're so quick on your feet and able to come in and talk, and so wide ranging on film topics. And I do have a vague memory of that. And I guess it worked. I know certainly that you would have a lot to talk about and could fill that time. Tim, thank you so much. I enjoy working with you and with the other critics so much. It's just, it's a weekly pleasure. I look forward to it every week when we get together and record the program. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Tim in North Hollywood, our Film Week critic with us. Let me share some of the written comments that have come in. John in Mid-City says, I work from home every day. I just love listening to the program. There are always so many interesting topics and guests. I've only been in L.A. for 7 years, but for someone new in the community, it's been a great entry for me. John, I appreciate that. Mary in Minneapolis, a former Orange County resident. I love this. I love Larry Mantle. It's going to be a sad day when Larry retires. Happy April Fools. Mary, thank you so much. No retirement plans in the foreseeable future. I'm sure it'll come at some point, but hopefully a ways off. Mary emailed, one of the best parts about retiring last year is now I can listen to Larry in Air Talk Live. Mary, thank you very much. Andrew Tenorio in Santa Monica said, Air Talk and Larry is the sound of home. It's made me feel connected to the city and my community. Whenever I'm abroad and feel homesick, it's always nice to hear Larry's voice and the goings-on back in L.A. It's hard for me to express how touched I am. I'm trying to keep it together because this takeover of Air Talk by our producers and by with people that I've known for so many years and who I regard so highly has shocked me, and I had no idea this was coming, but I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Let's talk with Carolyn in Altadena. Carolyn, good to have you with us.
Hi there, Larry. I want to say my last name because my husband is part of my thank you. my husband was then, and I'm holding a cassette from April 18th, 2001, where you had interviewed him. He was a Celtic neuroscientist. He studied the brain, but also was at that point studying autism. And that's what that recording is from.
Yeah.
He died 10 years ago. And what got, I think, both of us through that was you. Hearing your voice, feeling connected to the outside world, but hearing your really humane approach, your really dedicated and caring approach to what was going on, not only in our city, but in culture and arts and science. And I was very, very tired at that time, and I would wait for your show, and I would turn it on, and I would just feel like, okay, life is continuing, you know. So my husband unfortunately died of brain cancer 10 years ago, and he did a clinical trial, and he had surgery, and that unfortunately left him paralyzed, and he couldn't read anymore, but he could listen. So your show was this lifeline for both of us, and it really helped me. It really helped me a lot. And I, of course, still listen today, but I felt grateful at that time.
Carolyn,
so thank you so much.
Carolyn, thank you. I'm almost speechless, and I'm so sorry about Paul's passing, but I can't tell you how much it means to me to hear that we were the source of some comfort going through that just incredibly difficult time. Carolyn, thank you so much. I understand that we have other recordings to share. Evelyn, the next one.
Hi, I'm Larry's son, Desmond Mantle, and I'm with my mom, Kristen Mantle.
Hello. When I met Larry, he had had the show for a few years, but I hadn't heard it yet. I knew his name from the door at PCC College, and I loved how kind and honest he was and how fun he was to be with. And when I heard the show, I heard those same qualities on air. Over the years, all the growth and changes the station and the show has gone through, those are the constants. Larry's kindness and the fun it is to listen to him talk and to hear him ask questions.
When I first met Larry, I was 0 days old and had no ability to form memories yet. But as soon as I could form memories, the memories I formed were of my dad having a remarkable number of answers to my childhood questions and of asking me a lot of questions of his own. His curiosity helped instill curiosity in me and made me feel like even as a very young man, I could develop the kind of knowledge that would allow me to succeed in the world and that he would respect that despite being older than I am. Congratulations on 39 years, Dad.
We love you.
Well, thank you, Kristen and Desmond. Kristen asked me this morning, are you doing anything special for the 39th anniversary? I said, no, I think for the 40th, there are, you know, plans to do something. But no, I'm just going to mention it on the air. Little did I know the takeover of Air Talk from our producers and other guests would take place. This is just absolutely amazing. And in fact, I've lost track of the schedule. Do I need to take another break at this point? I forgot. Okay, we'll do it later. Sorry, I'm a little overwhelmed. And let's see, we have Justin K. Thompson. Oh, wow. Director of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Thank you. Justin, go right ahead.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Justin. Yeah, I just wanted to call and say thanks for 39 brilliant years. You know, I've been listening since I was a teenager. My dad used to listen to the radio, and I've been hearing your voice. And I've just always been so amazed. You've always had such a knack for encouraging the most interesting dialogues with your guests and bringing out an insightful perspective to any topic. And, you know, growing up in Los Angeles, I've always especially appreciated how often you focused on topics that were specific to our city, news and ideas and thoughts and people that weren't being covered anywhere else. So you really helped me understand my own city and help me understand the people that I'm surrounded by that make us who we are. So and giving me that insight and perspective. So thank you so much. Congratulations,
Justin.
Larry.
Thank you so much, Justin. That means a great deal to me. Thank you so much. A very talented director, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Justin K. Thompson. Patricia in Manhattan Beach, good to have you with us on this 39th anniversary of Air Talk.
Well, Mr. Mantle, I want to thank you personally, but also professionally. When I moved back to Los Angeles in 1999, I had been an NPR supporter and listener for many years, so I started hunting around and found your show. Not too long after that, I got a job at the LA Superior Court in the Media Relations Department. And I liked your show so much, when something would come up, I'd say, well, why don't you, put the judge on, put the writing judge on. And they go, oh, no, they never do that. That's a call-in show. It's just asking for trouble. We're not going to do it. Well, the years roll on, and they roll on, and they roll on. Finally, there's an issue that they do want to have you hear about and discuss, and they do go on. And it was such a success that thereafter, when your producers would call, I think most of the time they would come on the show. As a side note, I think that their interest in the court through your producing team subsequently is responsible for the great coverage on the judicial election candidate.
Oh, our LAist team does.
And really neat.
They do a great job on the voter game plan. Patricia, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Also with us, Oscar, Tony-nominated actor, so many different roles. One of the most recent, Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty, the HBO series. John C. Reilly. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm still in shock, but I'm doing great.
I know. It's incredible how much attention you usually give to other people. And this morning, it's all coming back to you. I just wanted to be one of the chorus of voices to call in and say, well, first of all, professionally as a film actor, I want to say I really appreciate how much you love movies and how much you promote film and talk about it on the show. And as a person, I just wanted to say thank you so much for caring about people. It doesn't matter what the subject is when your show's on, like somehow you make us care about the people that you're talking to. And I don't think there's a way to fake that. So I want to say thank you for caring about people, Larry, and thank you for 39 years of amazing radio.
John, thank you. It means so much to me. I appreciate that and always look forward to your visits on the program. Thank you so much. John C. Reilly, and, every day that I come in here, I feel a tremendous sense of responsibility to you as a listener of the program. And there'd be no way I could mail it in because, it's too exciting for me. I want to get into these topics in a way that hopefully is deep and of interest. And I'm interested in doing. That's why we're doing the topic. I feel it's either important or of interest, or producers have shared something with me that I was not aware of at all. But I want to learn more about and to hear from them what it's about. And then it's just a great experience to get to do that. Lucy in Pasadena says, during the pandemic, I bought a little transistor radio from Amazon. And every day during the pandemic, I would listen to Air Talk and Larry Mantle. It was a lifesaver. Lucy, thank you so much for that. Linda Othen and Gerard, 20 years, our senior producer. She's the first senior producer on Air Talk and really set the course of so much that would follow later. As she said, I want to congratulate you on 39 years of incredible radio. You're still bringing it every day, with the same brilliant thoughtfulness, sincerity, and dedication that you've had since the first day I walked into the studio to see the show. Thanks for all you give us. Linda, thank you so much. And you had such a huge role in establishing those early years of Air Talk and building this program over two decades. Kristen in Newport Beach emailed, I started listening in about 2005. I've moved up and down the West Coast over the intervening years and have always listened on the app or online when I can't listen on the airwaves. Larry is my intellectual crush. My day isn't complete without him and Air Talk. I think I'll have to leave Orange County when Larry finally retires because SoCal just won't be the same. Kristen, thank you so much. Dave in Chatsworth, I've been listening since when you were on in the afternoon. Will never forget coming home one weekday while listening to a show about sex and hearing women on air, a woman on air saying how much she enjoyed it. When I walked in the house, I realized it was my wife on the phone with you. What a great one to close on. Thank you so much. And Sam in Echo Park says, Air Talk means consistency during a time when nothing is consistent. I always know I can listen to Air Talk. It's the one thing I can rely on. Sam, thank you so much. So many wonderful comments. I don't have time to share them all on air. I will read all of them. And my thanks to our Air Talk producers and all the wonderful listeners and notables who shared with us what 39 years of Air Talk means. Thanks so much. I can't retire now. We'll keep going. Have a great rest of your day from all of us at Air Talk.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.